Hello. Welcome to another episode of the Pest Control Internet Marketing Podcast. As always, I am your host, Andy Patel, CEO of K3 Marketing, a Google Premier partner where we have been perfecting the art of pest control internet marketing since 2005. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the show. If you are a new subscriber, welcome. As always, we are going to jump right into the question of the month. This question comes from Liam from Georgia. He asks, do you recommend Google Guarantee? Short answer, yes, I do. For those of you who don't know what Google Guarantee is, the official name of the service is called GLSA, which stands for Google Local Service Ads. It's a pay-per-lead program, and the results show up above the ads. You can kind of set and control your cost per lead if you want, and you know that may affect your results. Essentially, if your competitors are spending more than you are, then you basically will never show up. It links with the Google My Business. People can see your reviews, your location, and things like that. It is kind of a vigorous approval process, but it is worth it. So definitely any sort of realistic quality pay-per-lead program, I'm all for, because really you have nothing to lose. Again, as long as they're good leads. So, yep. Liam, I hope that answers your question. All right, let's jump into today's topic. It is landing page basics. I know in previous episodes, I've talked a lot about landing pages, but we haven't really gone into what a landing page is and why you should have it and, you know, what your landing page should entail. So the first question is, what is a landing page and why is it important? Remember, with Google Ads especially, you are spending money for these clicks. So you want quality clicks, yes, good search terms, obviously. You want people to click on those ads, so you need good ads, good copy. And then when they click on the ad, it needs to go somewhere. It needs to go somewhere that converts that click to a lead. And then it's up to you or your sales team to convert that lead to a sale. So it's very important that the people who visit your landing page, or at least click on your website through a Google Ads click, convert to some sort of lead. And that's essentially the essence behind a landing page. If I searched for blue suede shoes, and the first link that I see in Google is a link to Macy's.com, and I have to click on Macy's.com and then go to the men's department and then go to the shoes department and then go to blue shoes, you know, I'm a little bit deterred and I'm probably not really going to go through that hassle of finding what I need. Whereas if Macy's directly took me to the blue suede shoes landing page, I've found what I needed right away, specifically to what I had searched for, and I'm more likely to look around and perhaps buy. So that's essentially the essence behind a landing page. If somebody types in Miami bed bug removal, you want to take them directly to your bed bug inner page or a bed bug landing page, which could be on a subdomain or some sort of folder on your server, or it could be a completely different domain. However, it should be specifically about bed bug removal services in Miami. All right, you guys may have heard of the term above the fold. So back in the day, when you would walk by a newspaper stand, if you just glanced at the newspaper, if you remember, it was folded in half, and the top of the newspaper is what you would see. You could glance at it and pretty much get the headline for the day. So the most important, pertinent information was always above the fold. You'd have to open it up to kind of read the rest. And it's no different on websites and especially landing pages. You want to give your visitors the most pertinent information above the fold, meaning before they have to scroll down. So if you just kind of take a standard resolution laptop, obviously if you're looking at your website or your landing page on one of those huge iMacs, then you're probably going to see everything. But you know, most people just have a regular 19 by 20 by 1080 resolution. So If you kind of look at your landing page on that resolution format, you'll be able to kind of see where the fold cuts off. And you want to give all the pertinent information above the fold. So like I said before, the example was Miami bed bug removal. So the page above the fold, the title, you know, kind of like in the header or some sort of text should mention, you know, your number one resource for bed bug removal services in Miami. Something like that needs to be kind of very large and visible. So it's obvious that that's what you're about. And that's great because that's what the user typed. Phone number. Let's talk about phone numbers. I like to have the phone number, your phone number, very large and visible on the top right. 9 times out of 10, if people have a bed bug issue, they're probably not going to read your content. Okay. They're probably just going to want to call. So have the number kind of large and visible, ready for them to call. Reviews are very important. You are essentially selling your services, potentially inviting yourself into somebody's home. So that user who is searching, they have to be able to trust you. And the best way to build trust is through reviews. So make sure you show your reviews above the fold. Have a quick quote form. Not everybody wants to call these days. So a little small quick quote form on the top right, right above the phone number is great. Just a little short one, name, address, phone number, a little message, and have that, you know, essentially go directly to your email so you can respond quickly. I like to have a chat feature. It's not feasible for everybody, but there are many chat features out there where people can essentially message you and you can respond back real time. Make sure your landing page loads fast. Make sure it's clean, simple, professional. Make sure it's mobile friendly, extremely mobile friendly. We like to have this sticky phone number on our landing pages. So when you scroll down on your cell phone, the call now button is always up on top. That really helps and goes a long way. So yeah, these are all little simple tips and tricks on landing page basics to make sure that the people who click on your website through organic search or click on your landing page through a Google Ads click or Microsoft Ads click or Facebook Ads click, that they're more likely to convert into an actual lead. Okay, if you have any questions, as always, you can email me through pcimpodcast.com or you can message me on Facebook or Instagram at pcimpodcast. As always, I'm your host, Andy Patel. Thanks for tuning in, and I will see you guys next time. Thanks a lot.